Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Am I on?
There we go.
I thought it was the mic again, but it wasn't, was it?
Surprise, surprise.
It was you.
It was me.
Okay.
I had the yellow mic on for some reason. It's early.
Well, you know what? You just started my whole week enough so that I'm just going to just, let's just play a best of, and I'm just going to go home.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio here. Well, I've been bitten by these mics, you know, last week.
Yeah.
And so when it started again, I said, no.
Just keeping you on your toes.
Thank you. You got one job. Okay. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, we are streaming on KCNRradio.com, too. Hey, it's the 29th of June. 7:06 in the morning, news, top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, yes.
Starting my day off like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You know, it's, we have been playing with these mics, and now we're in the process of buying, you know, we were going to buy new mics, and then it was, no, it wasn't the mics, it's our processor. So that's on its way. So we'll get that put in.
We're due for a little bit of an upgrade.
The processor, Pat told me, we've had that processor for like 6 years, and it was free.
It's worth what it cost you.
I said it was free. He goes, yeah, you know, because he goes through all Piano Angels. You go through all these houses, and people have got all this stuff, and this one lady had, it was brand new processor. Her husband never used.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like it was used. It was brand new in the box. So we've had it, well, I don't know how long, 5 years, something like that. So, yeah.
Worth what it cost you.
Well, more than worth that.
Yeah.
Because it worked. Anyway. Okay. So what'd you do this weekend?
On Friday, I went to that round table I was telling you about quantum computers and AI.
This is the kind of people I have working for me, quantum computers and AI. Now, Marty Mosley's coming in today at 8 o'clock, and Marty is an AI expert. And I'm going to hand him that paper you gave me because I didn't even understand the title of the paper.
Oh, okay.
That's the study. It just, okay.
Yeah, it's an executive order that Trump signed last Monday directing the official policy of the future of quantum for the country.
Oh, okay. Well, what's quantum? Let's start there. What's quantum?
There's quantum.
See, there's quantum physics.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Yeah.
And there's quantum computing.
Well, what's quantum mean, though?
Well, let's look it up while, while you theorize
there. You threw that out at me.
Yeah.
I understand computers and I understand physics. But the word quantum, does that mean it's kind of experimental, theoretical?
It has to do with physics and something called entanglement. Quantum generally refers to the smallest discrete unit of something, especially in physics. There you go, in a nutshell.
Got it.
So I don't know how...
The smallest aspect of physics of
how
the
much
works.
You want to go into that.
I don't. Okay. But I was just wondering what quantum meant.
Yeah, it's...
Because, you hear it all the time. And it, just like you hear a lot of words all the time.
Right.
And most... I would say 98% I understand all the words I hear.
Right.
And when I hear a word that I've heard, you know, like people use in a sentence that people ordinarily do not use in a sentence.
Yeah.
Because it's there's easier words.
Yeah.
I will look that one up because I have a vague idea what it means.
Got it.
But then, you know, this is one of the only reasons you carry a phone around.
so you can look up Siri,
what does this mean? And Siri comes back and tells you something. So, Okay.
Yeah. Very finite. That, yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
No. National Days Today.
Oh, National Days Today. There's a couple. National Darts Day.
Okay.
National Waffle Iron Day.
Waffle Iron?
Okay. Yep. And National Almond Butter Crunch Day.
Okay. How do we live without those days?
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of waffles, Applebee's and IHOP, did you know they were under the same umbrella?
I did, actually.
You did know that. Well, see, I didn't know that Applebee's and IHOP were under the same umbrella. Well, the Applebee's here in town, one down on Hilltop, they are redoing the whole, they're redoing their interior, and they are bringing IHOP into Applebee's.
Yes. When I did a film shoot out in Red Bluff,
yeah,
they had already converted.
And the one in Red Bluff.
Yeah.
Okay, so what that means, my friends, is not only do you get Applebee's and all those little barbecue chunks and all that, but you can go in there and get IHOP breakfast and all that kind of stuff.
It was actually kind of funny in the one that was in Red Bluff because you had the main restaurant and the bar. That's all your Applebee's.
Yeah.
But then there's this row of tables next to the window, and those were all IHOP tables.
So
same color scheme, like... blue.
Well, does this did it mean? But you didn't have to sit there for IHOP.
We didn't have to. No,
no, you could sit, but you could order off the IHOP menu and yep. get your breakfast and all that.
Both menus. Yep, totally open.
I don't know why, but I think that for some reason that's really cool. Hey, today increasing clouds with a high near 92 and winds as high, gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. Tonight a low around 63. Now let me see. Tomorrow. High near 95, 92 on Wednesday, Thursday. All these are sunny with a high near 91 on Thursday, 94 on Friday, 99 on Independence Day, and Sunday, hot, sunny and hot with a 97. Of course, at night, they're all in the 60s. So it looks like it's going to be not a crazy hot week, but it's going to start warming up. And the 4th of July is going to be beautiful, sunny and hot with a high near 99. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been in the business close to 30 years, providing outstanding service to their customers, discounts for seniors and veterans, and they've got other payment plans, too. It is just a fine local business that he's keeping. I mean, he could have sold this thing out to the big companies years ago. He still gets offers probably two or three times a year. But he believes in local businesses, and he believes in that his customer service is better than the big companies, the Kenny family there. So
nice.
Yeah, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. You can reach him at 530-365-3793.
I sent you a photo of that IHOP Applebee's.
Okay, cool. Gosh. There was a multi-car crash on Lake Street on Friday.
Mm.
Five people went to the hospital, including, I think, a pedestrian. There's been no update that I've seen in the news since then. One person was seen being put in handcuffs and taken away.
Oh, God.
But they closed down. They closed down the road. It was pretty big on that. Nobody killed, thank goodness. And, but... I read about it Friday, and I thought by today they would have had, you know, an update on it.
Right.
You know, five vehicles and a pedestrian.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow. Then I heard Sue talking about a couple of walking their two dogs in the forest here. I can't even see where they were exactly. But they were walking. Oh. They were up by Lake Orville, State Recreation Park, and they were walking their dogs along the trail when they encountered an adult bear with two cubs.
Oh.
When the dogs broke free from its leash and chased the cubs up the tree, not a good thing to do with a mama bear.
Not at all.
Adult bear then pursued the dog. And the dog's owner tried to intervene with bear spray, and the only thing bear spray does is just, you know, they lick their lips. So, anyway, they reported it. They found the dog, unfortunately deceased.
Mm.
And then, they broke loose and you're thinking, God, German Shepherd, you know, bigger dogs, right?
Yep.
Chihuahua.
Oh, God.
Chihuahua put two... He will never do it again, though.
Okay.
Anyway, hey, people, that dogs are prohibited on most trails and day use areas, and areas where dogs are allowed, you put them on a leash. Well, they had it on a leash. But how does a chihuahua break loose?
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, so he'll never do it again.
Lesson learned.
Okay. We need to take a break here. But Supreme Court, we'll talk about that when we come back. Supreme Court's getting ready to unload some decisions today.
Yeah.
Some big ones. Big ones. And the World Cup is continuing, and I am continuing to love these reels I'm seeing from Europeans, Asians, everybody that have come to our country. And literally one was crying.
Wow.
Crying.
Wow.
When he walked into Costco. It just overwhelmed him. Overwhelmed him. He's like, I think about it. You know, I'm in Costco, and the only thing I watch out is feral shoppers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, something about when you walk into Costco, and I've talked about it before, you get that great big cart in front of you, and then it's kind of like every man or woman for themselves in that place at times. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Since 2019, Organic Pilates has been helping Reading build stronger bodies, not just for summer, but every season of life. Experience matters. We don't teach exercises. We teach to the body in front of us. The best way to start is with our $99 new student intro. One semi-private session, two group reformer classes, and an infrared sauna session. Visit us downtown with free parking. We're right in between curated and theory coffee. Your Pilates story starts here.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here Monday, the 29th of June, 7:20 in the morning. And on the phone is Ann Marie with our community calendar, brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. You can call them at 530-224-2345. Good morning, Ann Marie.
Good Monday morning, everyone.
No, I just thought I should put some music in there. Dun, 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 dun.
I know.
Okay, I'll shut up. I'll shut up.
Oh, no, it's your show. Today, June 29th, is National Camera Day. And speaking about cameras, get ready to take lots of pictures as our nation celebrates its 250th birthday, the semi-quincentennial. There are a plethora of events happening right here in the North State. So let's get started with a quick shout out this morning to Rebecca and Sean, who are tuned in, and everyone else joining us as we begin our community calendar. Friday morning, July 3rd, there will be a parade on North Street in Anderson celebrating America's 250th birthday. This patriotic parade starts around 9 a.m. For questions or more details, call Anderson Parks and Recreation, 530-378-6656. There will be prizes awarded for most patriotic, most likely to make Uncle Sam smile for most creative, American Hero Award for Best First Responder, Military, and Veterans category, and Best Small Town America Award for Best Youth Entry. Friday evening in Anderson, look for the annual Community for Anderson Explodes Fireworks event at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Gates open at 5 p.m. and the fireworks are scheduled for 10 p.m. The event is free to attend. Parking is $10. The 250th celebration will include vendors, food trucks, live music starting at 7:30 p.m. and featuring the Jeremy Ryan Band. More details can be found on the Community for Anderson Explodes Facebook page. Enjoy Freedom 250th.
That was a dun-dun-dun-dun. Sorry about that.
Never mind.
Timed badly. Sorry.
Don't do that again. Okay, keep going.
That's okay. Enjoy Freedom 250th celebration at Shasta Dam for a two-day event. Starting on Friday, July 3rd, 9:30 p.m., there's going to be a special drone show. On Saturday, July 4th, Shasta Dam will host a family-friendly event from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. that will feature live music. And it will also feature food trucks and activities from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. There's going to be tours of Shasta Dam, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and a special national bell ringing celebrating our nation's 250th at 11:30 a.m. This event is free to attend, but there are a limited number of tickets per tour. More details, check out visitshastalake.com or Shasta Lake Chamber on Facebook.
May I break in just for a second? Just for a second. I understand the drone show is going to be, what, a couple of hundred drones up in the air? And they're all...
Oh, it's going to be spectacular.
Yeah, and it's, they're all going to be at least a couple hundred. And they're all going to be, you know, they're putting up different shapes and all that kind of stuff. They're all linked. So, okay. Go on. I'm sorry, but that sounds kind of cool.
I love this stuff, yes. And there's going to be a California Free Fishing Day on July 4th where you can fish without a fishing license, and this is statewide. Fishing regulations still apply, but for more information, visit California Department of Fish and Wildlife on Facebook. The next Free Fishing Day after July 4th is going to be September 6th. Again, more details on the California Department of Fish and Wildlife Facebook page. Start your Saturday morning off with 250 years of freedom, Redding, a firecracker 5K at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Opening ceremony starts at 8 a.m. There will be races for all ages. Also, look for the Asphalt Cowboys, who will be doing a pancake breakfast. For more details, visit RedingFirecracker5K.com. Also, Saturday morning, July 4th, check out a red, white, and blue celebration of America's 250th at Turtle Bay in Redding, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park Museum. This event is geared for all ages and will include hands-on activities and opportunities to explore pieces of America's history in honor of this historic birthday. Free for members and included in paid park admission. More details, turtlebay.org. The Bernie Basin Days Parade will start at 10:15 a.m. on July 4th, Tamarack Avenue in Bernie. The theme this year, a nation's story, a town's treasure. There are a lot of activities and multiple days to celebrate during a Bernie Basin Day. And they will also have a fireworks show on July 4th when it gets dark at the Bernie High School football field. Gates open for that event, 6 p.m. Live music by Hooks from 7 to 9 p.m. and fireworks to follow. More details at BernieChamber.com/BernieBasinDays2026. Vintage Treasures will be doing a special sale on July 4th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., also in celebration of our nation's 250th, located at 145 Locust Street in Redding. More details on the Vintage Treasures Facebook page. You can celebrate the 4th of July with the Redding Colt 45. Gates open at 5:15 p.m. on July 4th, first pitch 6 p.m., and catch the fireworks from the field. More detail on the Redding Colt 45 Facebook page. The City of Redding will host their annual Freedom Festival on Saturday, July 4th at the Redding Civic Auditorium grounds, 700 Auditorium Drive. This event is free to attend and highlights include vendors, food, live music, which will start around 7 p.m., and the big fireworks show, which will begin around 10 p.m. If you are planning to go, arrive early, as the Sundial Bridge and Civic Auditorium overpass will close around 9 p.m. in preparation for the fireworks display. For more information, visit cityofreading.gov. Waterworks Park in Redding is doing their family night every Sunday in July from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. This Sunday, July 5th, the theme is Mermaid Night. Tickets are $17.95, which includes a meal, and free entry for season pass holders. Now, more details can be found on the Waterworks Park Facebook page located at 151 North Boulder Drive in Redding. The Shasta Family YMCA is doing their summer food program for those 18 and younger now through August 7th. There will be a free breakfast served to those 18 and younger from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and lunch from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. every day. No membership required for the summer food program. Located at 1155 North Court Street in Redding. For more details, visit the Shasta Family YMCA on Facebook or give them a call, 530-246-9622. And that is just a quick sample of some events happening this week. I'm Anne-Marie with your community calendar. Happy 250th birthday, America. Till next time, everyone.
Will there be actual mermaids at the waterworks?
If you dress as one.
If you bring one.
you could be a mer person.
A merman. Okay. Anne-Marie, thank you so much. So many things going on this week. And,
absolutely.
You know, World Cup still going on. Americans are going to be playing on Wednesday. So much going on. Anyway, thank you so much and have a wonderful 4th of July.
Have a great week.
Thank you. Hey, the community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, home insurance, auto insurance, commercial liability, surety bonds, and more. Locally owned, locally operated, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Redding, and you can reach them at 530-224-2345. And let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
The future is here at Turtle Bay Museum with Popnology, an immersive and interactive experience by Stage 9 Exhibitions that brings science fiction and science fact together like never before. Step up to an exact replica of the DeLorean time machine. Compare 1980s technology to today's smartphones. Discover the story behind the Mars rover and much more. Perfect for all ages. On exhibit now at Turtle Bay Museum. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo.
Welcome back to Rhinestone Free Fire Radio.
There we go.
Not everybody can see the rhinestone jackets that we all wear and our cowboy hats. You know, it's too bad they can't see that. We don't. It's not televised. 7:33 in the morning here on the 29th of June, 67 degrees, going up to, what did I say, about 92 today. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff. And he is a graduate of all the schools, Bureau of Automatic Automotive Repair, approved. All of that. He's from the old school, and he fixes something that stays fixed, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 24 inches in length. He'll fix it and guarantee it for the life of the windshield. Doesn't get any better than that. Takes vehicles in a climate-controlled area, fixes them for a very fair price, gets you back on the road. Don't take chances with your safety that you're driving down the road down to visit Grandma, and it just cracks all the way across. Get fixed before that happens at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Not sure? How about a free inspection and analysis?
at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, Supreme Court's got a couple rulings probably coming out today. Birthright citizenship. Are you automatically a citizen if you're born in the United States? Even if your parents are here illegally, or they are not citizens? I have my own strong feelings about this, as everybody knows. But Supreme Court, you know, it's in the Bill of Rights there. And the Supreme Court, it's probably from things I've read, of course you can't really count on everything you read in the news. I know that's hard to believe. So they're kind of leaning to keep that birthright citizenship. We're the only country, one of just a very few that allow people, if you're born here, to become a citizen of our country. I don't understand that. If your parents are not citizens, or one parent, if one parent's a citizen, okay, got it. But if neither are citizens, and just because they have their babies here, that means that they are American citizens, or they come into the country illegally, they know they're coming across illegally, and they have their babies here and automatic citizens. I don't understand that, but that just add that to the list right after quantum computing that I don't, or probably higher up on the list than that. Okay, the other thing is trans in sports. Do states have the right to keep transsexuals, from competing in sports under their new sex, gender, whatever? And some states have said, no, you can't. You cannot compete. And it's almost always boys or men who have changed into girls or women that are having the impact on the sport.
Yeah,
it's very rarely that you'll see a woman transitions to a female to a male in sports that has, you know, that's caused any consternation. So they're going to rule on that today. Do the states have a right to do that? So
there's a few others. State mail-in ballot grace periods.
Okay. Yep. Do you give 7 days from the day? Some of them had 2 weeks, and you know, I mean, that from the day of the election, that they're due in there, and they've got a grace period because they mailed it. Now, if you're in California,
that grace
period could be 6 months. You know, the mail system here is just unusual at times. Sometimes you'll see a letter that was hit, because all here in Redding, they all go down to Sacramento, then they come back up here to Redding. You'll see some that was postmarked day before.
Yeah.
And you'll get them. Others, weeks.
Yeah.
And I can't figure that out. And we've had instances of our rent checks not arriving. They never have arrived to the, you know, for 15 years we had no problem. Then all of a sudden, 2 months in a row, they just never even showed up.
Oh, God.
Never even showed up. And, you know, because, did you ever get that check? You know, because what we do is then we rewrite the check.
Yeah.
And, but now we've got that fixed. We can just put it straight into their bank account, which is really the better way to do it. But anyway.
There's also a Second Amendment case involving firearm restrictions. Is that the one that Mark
Baird? No. That Baird's is going to continue to work its way up. Can you carry openly?
Okay.
This one was in Hawaii. Outlawed you carrying made it illegal for you to carry a gun to any business that specifically didn't have a notice that it was okay to carry in that business. And the Supreme Court said, no, that's not, you can't do that because you're taking away the right, you know, you're taking away the right for somebody to protect themselves arbitrarily.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said you can't do that. So that, and California has a law like that, so that all changed. The other one you'll see is being able to convert a Glock with a certain, you know, Glock's got a certain kind of trigger that you can put a replacement trigger in there and makes it automatic. Well, Instead of semi-automatic, it means it's automatic. Semi means every time you pull the trigger and the gun goes off. Automatic, you pull the trigger and it just keeps going off.
Right.
Keeps feeding. Well, that's going up to the Supreme Court, too. So, because what they've done is probably they've outlawed the most popular handgun in America. Or, you know, being able to sell them.
Yeah.
You cannot sell them in stores. You can sell, if you have one yourself, you can sell it. You know, it doesn't have anything to do with private dealers and all that kind of stuff. Okay. Lottery. How many times have you heard when somebody big, you know, wins the big lotto, it's the curse of the lottery.
Yeah.
That their lives are ruined. You ready? That's not necessarily true. That, you know, they've heard anywhere from 25% up to 70% of people's lives are ruined after they win the big lottery. And, but, you know, the lottery curse. One data point says one-third of lottery winners, or 70%, depending on the source, lose it all within a few years. Well, they've tracked 31 big lotto winners. And they have found 31 that had jackpots greater than $50 million for a four-year span. Oh, in a four-year span, they won it between 2012 and 2016, so it's been a decade. And they have found, of the 32, at least nine have obviously thrived. At least seven of these winners started charitable foundations, and all nine have made significant gifts to local causes. They've only found two Powerball winners who seemingly succumbed to the lottery curse, with subsequent setbacks or misfortunes sufficient to spawn national headlines. But then they start talking about it. You know, some have died. One of them has quietly supported medical research and education through an Atlanta foundation. Another family lives in a $6 million 10-bedroom house on 328. Well, you need 10 bedrooms.
Yeah.
In rural Tennessee with a private lake. Several others own million-dollar homes, which suggests they haven't frittered away their fortunes just yet. None of them made national headlines in a decade or more since they won. So, if there is a curse, winners say it's not the kind of hex that leaves you penniless, friendless, or dead. The lottery curse is more akin to spending a few weeks of hell in your regular life, because once they win, people start coming.
The vultures descend.
They just, well, it's not just vultures. It's, you know, in this one case, it was a minister out of Louisiana that said God said that he was going to, that they were going to pay for his church. Other people come up. This one lady said, knock on the door. And the guy said he's down. He didn't, he only had $2 left. He brought his two kids because he wanted them to, take care of them. And she said, you know, she just gave him all the money in her wallet. And if it was me, it'd be like $4. And sent them on their way. They moved out that night from their house to a hotel just to get away, you know, just to get some, and just get some relief from all of this. Your name leaks out. Your phone rings off the hook. Your Facebook page and email inbox filled with messages from long lost relatives and complete strangers. Your doorbell rings at odd hours. And because, see, you haven't earned that money.
Right, right.
You haven't earned it. It's something that happened. But the curse eventually lifts because people forget. And then most winners are more or less free to live their lottery dreams. And, you know, their dreams change, their grandkids, everybody. Frankly, my kids are doing well, so they'd have a tough time getting any money from me. but I'd start, Linda and I talked about it, we win the big one. If we win the big one, you know, the 800, you know, you take home 800 million. This is, you know, so you have to win the billion plus. Would we build a jail? And I say, well, we could put, you know, put a lot of money into, you know, building a jail, but it has to say Reading School for Wayward wayward people with a red neon arrow pointing to the entrance.
Oh, no.
And then you have to ask yourself, well, would the county do that? Hell yes, the county would do that.
Yeah. With enough money,
You know, with enough money. But it looks like most of them have done okay. You know, I mean, they've maintained. so that the old curse for the lotto is not true. Like the one guy, they supported local hospitals, food banks, the Stray Dog Theater, Doctors Without Border, and animal rescues. I would imagine a lot of money goes into, like, animal things.
Yeah, probably.
Like, yeah, like, we want, Haven Humane wouldn't have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
Set up, because you'd set up a foundation just for them. And really, how much money do you need?
Depends on how you want to live, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but even then, you know, you could probably take, of $800 million, you could probably put $500 million into a foundation.
Yeah.
And that's enough money so it builds on itself, you know, through investments, that you could give out hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Yeah.
But,
or you could,
however,
just go buy a big yacht in an island.
Wouldn't want to do that.
Okay.
You know, I thought about that. As long as we're talking about things, oh, yeah, I have a private jet. Why? No, you don't want a private jet. You want to fly first. You want to fly first class.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
You don't need a private jet. How many homes do you need?
Yep.
Travel? Yes. Yeah. Take some friends with you, of course. Those kind of things. You know, my mind would say, how do you know that you won the lottery? And there'd be a big stable with like 40 horses.
Yeah, yep.
But see, even that's strange because you're not going to ride all 40. I barely ride the one I have. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. And, gosh, what else is going on? I'm not going to talk to you about dating, but how about housing and people coming across the border illegally? We'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXC-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years in providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Big thing is with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. 7:50 in the morning here on the 29th of June, going up to 92 today. Sunny, warm. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy has taken her financial management group and her insurance group, and they're all located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, but in, you know, different divisions there. If you're not sure about your insurance, and you should be sure about that, but insurance changes. I just read an article about auto insurance and property, homeowners insurance and the differences between different companies and, in different states and all this. So, you know, do you have the best deal that covers all your insurance needs? How about a free review and evaluation of what you have? That's what Judy is offering at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Just give them a call at 530-221-0441 and have them go through all your insurance plans. Not, you know, homeowners, auto, health insurance especially, going through all that. Make sure you've got the best for you and your family. Again, give her a call, 530-221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. A new Federal Reserve paper found a record surge in illegal immigration during the Biden administration came at a cost to one of the nation's fiercest political debates, housing. The new report published by the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas compiled individual immigration court records and government administration efforts or documents between 2021 and 2024 and how the illegal immigration impacted local economies and affected local labor markets. What they found is that the influx of illegal immigrants boosted local employment with little measurable effect on wages. Didn't necessarily drive down wages in this, you know, in the area out there, but came with a trade-off of increased housing demand enough to drive up home prices and rents. And okay, and using a 1%, they did approximately a one-for-one, meaning a 1% increase in unauthorized workers relative to a local area's workforce corresponded with a roughly 1% increase in overall employment. They found that no evidence that immigration surge lowered average wages, however. However, they also raised home prices, 1% increase. A 1%, not 5 or 2, just 1%, increased local home prices by about 2.2% and rents by roughly 1.4%, while finding little evidence that new housing construction expanded enough to absorb the increased demand, according to the study. So while wages remained relatively stable, housing prices and rents surged and left American workers struggling to keep up. That's 1%. So say you got an area where you had 5% came in. That means it drove up the cost of your home 10%, you know, for home buying, 10%, and rents 7%. I mean, think about that. And already we've got a housing crisis.
Oh, yeah.
So they finally have done a study on that, and I find that interesting. It has had. The Economist also estimated illegal immigration worker flows accounted for roughly 30% of employment growth in the average local market between March 2021 and March 2024. Also explained about 30% of home growth and roughly 20% of rent growth in the average metropolitan area over the same period. So when people say, wow, it hasn't had that effect. Well, it has had that effect.
Yeah.
It's driven up house prices and rent prices. It hasn't driven wages down, which is one of the arguments that they found. But it also, here's the thing it doesn't say, is how many jobs illegal people here illegally took from American citizens.
Oh, well. You would want to know that, I think.
Yeah, I would want to know that. And, the different effects across different sectors. Expanding the labor force without affecting wages while increasing demand in housing markets where they couldn't keep up. We've already said that. And this is the estimates refer to the average metropolitan area in the study. And do not suggest immigration was the sole driver of rising costs. But now you can say that you had this percentage come in and the house prices went up. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
More people, same amount of houses.
Yeah.
I'm selling my house and it was listed for $200,000 and all of a sudden I can make $250,000 because instead of having one or two or four buyers, I've got 10 or 15 or 20 buyers.
Right.
That price of your house, you take it off the market for a week, bring it back up for another $50,000. The author said net unauthorized immigration added roughly 7 million people to the U.S. population during the period before sharply slowing down in, guess when, 2024. Okay. So, there is a, you can draw a direct to a correlation, it looks like. But it just makes sense. Hmm. It just makes sense.
Well, the other thing that the Supreme Court actually already announced today.
Okay, what did they announce?
About the TPS. Basically, the argument was if you're waiting in line to get into the U.S., you're technically in the U.S. And they said, no, that's not true.
Well, TPS was a transitional protective security or something like that.
Yeah.
And that was Haitians and Syrians.
Right.
And that's what they said. They wanted to do away with that.
Right.
They gave them that temporary sanctuary and send them back.
Right.
So, and they said he could do that, right?
I'll look it up again really quick here.
I think that's what it is. Hey, if you're looking for a high-paid job, they did a study of the highest-paying jobs in every state. And just let me tell you that the healthcare industry far outstrips everywhere else.
Wow.
The highest paid job in America, medium salary, annual wage, in Missouri for orthopedic surgeons was $843,000. In California, which was the 45th, believe it or not, the 45th highest paying job, was eye surgeons, who median annual wage was $400,000.
Wow.
But if you go through this, and you'll see orthopedic surgeons, radiologists, cardiologists in Washington, Nebraska, and Wisconsin, the lowest paid median job was $637,000. Pilots in Georgia are making $615,000 median annual wage. Could be a lot of them are based out of Atlanta. It's the main, it's the main hub there. And then you go down, cardiologists, surgeons, orthopedic surgeons, every one of these, emergency room doctors in Rhode Island were making $500,000. Yeah, almost every one of these have to do with healthcare. Every one of these. Wow. The lowest paid was in D.C. area was neurologist at $332,000. In Hawaii, $339,000. It just says physicians. And the Midwest dominates in high-paying jobs. There's only two states of all that don't have health care position as their best-paid job, Georgia and Idaho. So, That tells you something.
Yeah.
If you want to get paid a lot, take the time, go to medical school. Now, those are just high-end paid. That doesn't get into CEOs and other things. I find this kind of... Anyway, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, Marty Mosley is joining us. We're talking AI. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Supreme Court decisions are coming in rapid succession this morning. Rejecting a Trump administration challenge, the court says the states can count late-arriving mail-in ballots.
The Supreme Court ruling 5-4 that the state of Mississippi can count late ballots that arrive after Election Day. The High Court ruling the ballots must be postmarked on or before Election Day and show up within 5 business days.
Correspondent Laura Winters. Also today, the High Court has agreed to consider the constitutionality of Arizona's voting laws, requiring proof of citizenship for voter registration as well as a regular purging of the state's voter rolls. The Supreme Court says Fed Governor Lisa Cook can keep her job for now, while at the same time upholding other firings by President Trump. And the justices rejecting Mr. Trump's appeal of a $5 million jury verdict in the E. Jean Carroll sexual assault and defamation case. It is a race against the clock in earthquake-stricken Venezuela.
Search and rescue efforts continue 4 days after 2 powerful earthquakes shook northern Venezuela. But Venezuelans are criticizing their government, saying the response to the quakes was inadequate. Citizens also say civilian-led search and rescue efforts have hindered emergency response efforts. Meanwhile, rescuers continue to free survivors from mountains of debris.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart, SRN News, and our parent company Salem Media are partnering with Christian nonprofit Food for the Poor to rush emergency aid to the victims of this tragedy. Listeners wanting to help can find an online banner at the top of our website, srnnews.com. President Trump says U.S.-Iran talks, they're on for tomorrow in Doha, Qatar. Wall Street stock sharply higher. The Dow is up about 313 points. The Nasdaq ahead 308 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Andy Burnham, on track to be Britain's next prime minister, is announcing plans to give more power to local governments, part of efforts to spread wealth and economic growth in the UK. In today's speech, Burnham is outlining his 10-year vision for good growth in every postcode. His plan includes moving part of his prime ministerial operation to Manchester and giving regional mayors more control over housing, welfare, and education. Burnham, a favorite to replace Prime Minister Keir Starmer, aims to replicate his successful approach as Greater Manchester's mayor. In the race between the U.S. and China to develop artificial intelligence, the battle over hardware and computing power is heating up as Chinese companies like Huawei overtake global industry leaders like NVIDIA in their home market. NVIDIA's Jensen Huang is a celebrity in China, but that's no guarantee of success as his company struggles to sell its advanced chips in China. News and analysis at townhall.com. A trial balloon just recently sent aloft by California Governor Gavin Newsom is already drawing fire.
The Democratic governor says it's time for a national billionaire tax to address inequality and fund public priorities. But conservatives are blasting the idea as economic overreach, warning it would punish success, drive investment overseas, and face serious constitutional hurdles. Republican critics say taxing accumulated wealth, not income, could hurt job creation and trigger legal challenges. The proposal has no immediate path in Congress, but it's already sharpening the debate heading into the election cycle. Ron Taylor reporting.
In South Carolina, Alex Murdoch's retrial on murder charges and the killings of his wife and son begins today with a pretrial hearing. The pretrial hearing aims to set deadlines for evidence exchange as well as set out a schedule for future proceedings. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com takes you right to our website. You can see all of our local shows. You can go back in archives for local shows if you missed one, like today. I'll probably go back and listen to this one today because I'm so hooked on AI now, even though I don't use it, because I'm afraid that if I got started on it, that my truck might not start.
I was about to say, you missed today's show?
I miss parts of my show anyway, because I'm sitting there, I'm talking about something, reading something else, and some things are really interesting. You know, like the how they did an analysis of illegal immigration and the impact it has on communities,
right?
And like this, and I mean, they finally drew a correlation and a study, so that you could say this. You know, if you have this, this is what's going to happen. And so I find that interesting. And I didn't get into the new dating craze going on because I don't date. But even though Linda insists that we have date nights, I mean, so I'm starting to look these up. So should we do this kind of dating or what? Anyway, good morning. Hey, Alex.
Yes.
National days were not earth-shattering.
No, the National Waffle Iron Day and National Darts Day.
Okay, now Waffle Iron did bring us into the fact that Applebee's and IHOP, they've closed their place, they're opening it up, and you're going to have IHOP and Applebee's in the same restaurant, which, frankly, probably not a bad idea.
They probably won't be 24 hours.
You can have a Bloody Mary with your pancakes in the morning.
Whatever works.
What we need. Okay. Today, high near 92. We got wind gusts as high as 26 miles per hour today, so be aware of that. Low tonight around 63. Now, the rest of the week is going to be sunny. 95 tomorrow, 92 on Wednesday. Thursday, 91. And you get down to Independence Day, sunny and hot with a high near 99, but a low around 68. And Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 97. So, for all the people going out for the Freedom Fest or the Anderson Explodes and all that, it's going to be great weather to go out there and watch all these fireworks. Super. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Anderson-based business, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, been in the business close to 30 years with the Kinney family. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They provide outstanding service and a really good, honest family. Chuck Kinney tells you something, you can take it to the bank, you might say. You can reach him at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Marty Mosley. Last time he was on, we talked, got into AI, and we're going to have a regularly scheduled show.
Sounds good.
As soon as your turn,
that mic is on, and that one is the one that was swapped out for the green one.
Okay, well, hang on just for a second, everybody. La, 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 la.
This one. This one's better.
That one works. Push that one out of your way.
Get that one
That's
out of the way.
Processor one. Okay, we'll get that.
That's good. Thank you.
It's been ordered, and it's on its way from the TBS, the Broadcasting Something Warehouse.
Yeah, something
TBW
like that.
Or something like that.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. Official.
Oh, it is. Now, because as I've said, I'm I've I read a lot about AI. I use ChatGPT occasionally, but to use AI in my regular day, I don't think I use it. But then again, maybe I am, and we just don't know it. So I thought it'd be a good idea, because Marty is truly, he knows AI, he works in AI, he talks about AI to his, in his companies and all of that. So I think it's something that we have got to learn about, we as a society, so that we know, one, what to be concerned about, but two, how can we use it to better our businesses and maybe our everyday lives.
Yep. I'm deep in it. I'm in it every day, hours a day, and I've got four different tools that I use for different purposes. But it's here to stay, and until they start charging out the nose for tokens, it's going to be a part of all of our lives. And it's not hard to get started. You can use it like a browser, which you saying that you do that, Carl. You know, today you go and ask it a question.
Uh-huh.
The difference is you can have a conversation with it. So if I'm in my favorite browser or whatever that is, and I ask a question, I'm going to get back an answer. And then I have to think about how to phrase the next question, you know, and I'll just get back a one-line answer. It's almost like a yes or no thing. But with AI, you know, if I'm looking up, I made peach ice cream on Saturday, and I wanted to find the perfect recipe, and I said, this is what I want it to do, but I don't want to do that. What do you think? And it gave me some options, and it said, oh, well, here are three recipes. And I'm like, well, I like part of two, and I like part of three. Would you go and do another one? And yeah. Oh, I want to make 2 quarts because I got a 2-quart ice cream maker. And you have a conversation with it. And then to, you know,
you mean a conversation like online or talking to you?
There's some that you can actually talk to, but for me, it's not as easy because if I'm just running my mouth, I may not think of exactly how I want to phrase it. It's just like a person. It's like a person that takes you literally.
Okay.
If you say, I like your blue shirt, and you say, well, Marty, that's really aqua. You know, then I am not being accurate. And I say, if I like your aqua shirt, then we can communicate. So with my AI tools, I talk to them like a person. And I let it know a lot about me and what I like and what I don't like. And then I ask it questions, and it gives me back answers. And some of those may be off the wall answers that don't mean anything to me. And if it is, I realize that I haven't been specific enough about my questions. So anyway, it's a little bit different than browsers. You can go really deep. Like when I had my cabbage, my open heart surgery, yes. I came back and I asked it questions for weeks about, you know, supplements and medications, and I probably have 100 pages, 150 pages of notes and things that it gave me, and I asked it advice, you know, what about this and that. So,
well, and since you brought that up, there's a study from Sweden in a routine EKG may be hiding warning signs that doctors have missed for years. They put it into AI. It looked at 440,000 EKGs. And it found an anomaly that doctors have not seen, because they paired those scans with death certificates and health records. Then they trained the AI model to look for waveform patterns linked to sudden cardiac death. After that, they tested the model on a separate patient data from U.S. and Taiwan. That step is important because medical AI often looks good in one data set then fails in the real world. Here, the model held up across very different health systems. If a number falls below a certain threshold, a patient may qualify for an implantable defibrillator.
Wow.
And this was because it could crunch all of that. The UC Berkeley model found a high-risk group with a 7% annual rate of sudden cardiac death.
Wow. Yeah. So that's what AI
does. So this is what AI can do.
It's got a mind, it's got memory, and the ability to ingest hundreds of thousands, millions of pieces of data and make sense of it. And it's built on pattern analysis and machine learning, so it's built to look for patterns and stuff. That's just what it does. That's just how it thinks. So to give it, you know, a million scans, EKGs, and say find the anomalies, find the patterns, find whatever, it can do that in lightning time. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, it said think of it as a way to see how a normal-looking heartbeat pattern could shift into a higher-risk one. You know, I mean, and so where the machines that are set up to look at your EKG say, well, this is normal, there could be a change, a subtle change that these things are picking up.
Yep.
That doctors wouldn't notice or the machines we have now.
Well, the difference is, I know when I go to my cardiologist, he can look at my EKG or my general practitioner can look at the EKG and go, yep, it's pretty, you know, it's within bounds. But what they're not doing is they're not looking at all 20 or 30 of them and seeing a pattern and correlating that to my body weight or what meds I'm on or not on. And so that's what AI can do. It's like a super mind. You know, it can look at patterns and it's like, oh my gosh, under these conditions, then that little spike right there that just kind of blends in all of a sudden stands out like a sore thumb.
And that's what it looks like it did.
Yeah.
So that's what AI can do. They can, you know, they can go through all of these and they can crunch it in a very, relatively quick time.
Well, and I mean, that's the low-hanging fruit kind of uses that I use it for, right?
Sure.
I mean, I've put together a team of AI agents that do work for me, and they each have a different perspective. It's too detailed to get into, but.
No, but I understand.
Yeah. So, you know.
During the break, I'll tell you about agents and how we used them in the Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah.
In our computer systems.
Yeah.
And if you think it's interesting enough, we might mention it. But we do have to take a break. We will be right back after these messages.
You talk about people that you've never seen. You talk about people you can make me scream. You just talk. Talk too much.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Everybody calls the state alliance.
Yeah. Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
How appropriate. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're talking AI. Welcome back to the show here on the 29th of June, 8:20 in the morning, 72 degrees out there, going up to 92. We're talking artificial intelligence, and this portion of the show is brought to you by, it doesn't have artificial intelligence related to it, I don't believe, it's Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Watch repair, jewelry design, and building of it. Great people down there. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Been in the business over 30 years, voted best in the North State now 4 years in a row, and there's a reason for that. They are just fine people down there. They have a very, very eclectic group of types of jewelry, everything from old pawn to estate sales and new stuff, everything in between at very fair prices. The only place Linda shops for jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. And like I said, voted best in the North State. Locally owned, locally operated, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Marty Mosley. We're talking AI, artificial intelligence. And we talked about how you use it,
mm-hmm,
and kind of how I used it during the break, but which isn't a lot, nothing close to what you're doing. But how do people here in Redding, how do you see that happening?
Well, first thing I want to say is that jewelry store has real human intelligence. No, nothing artificial there.
And by the way, I will guarantee you, our show is not being run by artificial intelligence or even intelligence sometimes. But for sure not artificial intelligence.
Whatever it is, it's real.
Though there are radio shows out there that are. It's all AI.
Yep.
The host, their guest.
Yep.
All of this is AI.
I have a friend of mine that sent me a song one day, a text that had a song that was written by an AI program called Suno.ai, S-U-N-O-H. It wrote a song.
I'm familiar with Suno,
The lyrics were amazing, the instrumentation, the melody, amazing.
There are songs published, and I think there's even an album out. It's all AI.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the voices are perfect and all that. And guys in the music industry were saying, this is our fault because we have wanted to make our recording so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, we're doing all this thing that, then all of a sudden AI's here.
Yep.
Using what they had built and enhancing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying it's a danger to the music industry.
It's a very real danger to the music industry. All the performing arts are at risk that AI is going to come in and with the right prompts, you can make it look and sound real. So we're just on the beginning of this. We're on the bleeding edge of this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's going to get harder and harder to tell what's real. But you asked me a question about what's going on in our area.
Yeah.
Well, last Thursday I was at a little conference, a business summit that was held out down at the Gaia.
Okay, I heard about that.
They did a great job.
Wish I could have been a fly on the wall on that.
It was very interesting. Put on by Shasta College and the Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
And Mark Androsky is a friend. He called me up, and Hope Seth was the chair. You know, she kind of did the keynote and then led the panel. on the panel were three other guys that are using AI, and it was very, very interesting. And we, in the room, I reckon there were about 50 or 60 people in there representing different companies and nonprofits. And at the beginning, Hope asked people, you know, how many people are using AI in your business? And I bet 90% of the people raise their hand. Mm-hmm. Or how many of you are using AI? She didn't qualify it.
In business.
And, yeah. But, yeah. And so, you know, most people are using it for personal things, like I talked about a recipe or whatever. But people are using it to analyze spreadsheets and create new spreadsheets. That's just, it's just done, right? It's not even that hard anymore. Because you have these things called connectors and skills, and you can teach your AI program a skill, like go through my emails today and get and group them all by sender and then group them by subject and trash the ones that I won't answer and clean up my mailbox automatically for me. Now, I go through my mail and I delete stuff that I know I'm not going to read.
I probably delete 80% of what I get every day.
Yep.
And then I unsubscribe, unsubscribe,
unsubscribe.
They keep coming.
I know. So. They keep coming. So you can have... You can have AI that does that. So a lot of people are using AI to, you know, to manage their email box. A lot of them are doing budgeting and stuff where you've got AI that'll read Excel and draw conclusions. I had an Excel spreadsheet that was 1,000 lines long, 1,000 rows, and about 2.5 dozen columns. And AI went through there and looked for patterns and drew conclusions and gave me a readout of what was in the spreadsheet, you know, what was good, bad, ugly, that sort of thing. And like you were saying on break, it's all pattern analysis, so it does that very well. But a lot of people are using them for, you know, relatively simple administrative tasks. You were talking about how, you know, you can use AI to write good speeches and things like that, and write emails, all of that stuff, resignation letters.
Commercials. And,
yeah.
And Alex, do we ever use, AI voices on our commercials?
We do.
Don't we?
Yeah.
And what we do though, we have to record them so it has the inflection and all
right,
that.
Right,
and then
right.
We'll use a different voice, you know, cause you get tired of hearing the same voice. So, but we use the AI voices then to record the commercial. I mean, voice the commercial.
Yeah.
It's
a fake, an AI generated voiceover or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
Yep. All that stuff is doable. Most people in business are using AI to make their jobs easier, to automate things that are repetitive, that are not a waste of time, but, you know, people are getting paid good wages. They shouldn't be sitting there sorting things in their inbox and things like that.
Well, I think last time I used as an example, in the DA's office, researching all of those cases, they have AI do that, but what they do is they make them put where they found it.
Yeah.
You know, and the, cooperating,
references
on it. And it'll go through all of this and it'll just print out what they're looking for and where they can find it and how it relates, you know, to which law.
Yep. Yep.
That saves somebody probably hundreds of hours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And AI will do that in a heartbeat and it'll tell you, you know, the order in which it found them, and it'll keep a log of all changes. I've been working on some patents. I've got 10 patents I'm getting ready to file. And
wow.
Keeping track.
I want to work for Marty.
It's boring. But no, it's fascinating. But AI keeps track. It keeps a log of everything that it does and when it did it. Am I getting a ticket?
No. I just saw something blowing around your car. No,
okay,
keep going.
Okay,
keep going.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure it wasn't something secret that maybe fell out of your car.
It could be, yeah.
Okay, but you're using it every day, and now you've got 10 patents on, can I ask what a couple of them are?
Yeah, it's really boring.
Dumb it down for me, not for Alex, he understands it.
So any organization has got tribal knowledge, institutional memory, it's got, you know, regulations and rules and procedures and things like that that it captures. And my patents are a different way to organize all that data, to capture it verbally and then have AI go through and organize it in different ways. And then to engineer a system that does that. So it's all about governance of data and information and decisions. Just one of the things we're finding out today is AI is so amazing, you can make a colossal mistake in milliseconds and not even know it. So AI is so fast, you can make mistakes orders of magnitude bigger than what you could ever done before.
So we're talking a quantum leap in mistakes.
In damage.
In damage you can do just by putting in the wrong thing.
Yeah. And so what they're finding is that a lot of times they have AI, it's in a workflow where a process will do something, hand that data off to another process, another task, another job. And at the end result is like, this is nothing like what we expected. The answer is not right. And so whether it's drifted or whether it's hallucinated and made up stuff, you don't know. So what you have to do is you have to govern what those AI agents do. So they can't make up stuff where the answer sets wrong and just hand it off because it'll happen like that. You have to govern it. So I've got technologies designed that will do that for you. You can install it or build a system around it, and you can tell it what decisions have to be eyeballed before you approve them. And what decisions, you know, you may eyeball them and 100 out of 100 times it's right. And so you may say, okay, instead of analyzing every decision, I want to analyze every 10th decision or every 50th. And so it's got a glass, it's got a pane, a panel like Minority Report, where you can dial up the frequency or dial down the frequency of governance and examination.
Well, when we get back from the break, I want to talk about Minority Report, because I was at a roundtable this weekend talking about quantum computing and integrating AI.
Okay, in Minority Report is a movie that had Tom Cruise in it, and what it was doing was it was projecting who was going to be a criminal.
Yep.
And is that right? And then they would go out and arrest them or eliminate them before they could do the crime.
Proactively.
Can you imagine the mistakes that could be?
Yeah,
false positives. Yeah, false positives. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, founded 1960, been in that same location since 67. My barbershop of choice, my friends, found them in 07, never gone to another barbershop. They give great haircuts. They're good guys. I mean, why go someplace else? It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. You know, they give you a haircut and they shave around your ears and the back of your neck, which is cool. The prices are, reasonable, you know, for haircuts. And like I said, they're just two good men in there, and you don't get into discussions on politics or anything. It's just, you know, golf and that kind of stuff and
important stuff.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about, you know, having somebody that's got a razor next to your ear talking about how bad somebody is. Nope. That never happens.
Nothing artificial there.
Nothing. And as he said, all these haircuts made in America.
Oh, I love it.
Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Reading Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. And our guest today, well, it's 8:36 in the morning, too, on the 29th of June. Our guest today is Matt. Marty Mosley, and we're talking
Matt's dad.
You know, pretty soon they're going to say, oh, yeah, Matt Mosley. Oh, Marty's his dad, you know. The Mosley family is so well known here in town.
I also go by, in a good way. I also go by Mr. Mimi.
Mr. Mimi. Oh, there's your other one. You know, Mimi's Facebook. She's on Facebook, and I always try to like.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes I'll share them, most of the time. Okay. We're talking artificial intelligence. And I did not realize it because they were not using the term. But back in 95, 96, and 97, in the Marine Corps Warfighting Lab, when we were building systems for urban combat, that was after Mogadishu and the disaster they had there, and it wasn't for the fighting ability of our troops, because they did a great job. They did a far better job than it could have been. It was because of all the we couldn't talk to each other, we couldn't see what was going on, the comms were all screwed up, how we were doing it. So we were working with that, and out of Cal Poly, they were calling them agents. Agents would go through and grab this information. Well, that was artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. Just nobody was using that term right then.
Yep, that's right. That's one of the things. When I worked in the defense industry, and I left, I came out to work for Apple in 89, and I really missed the level of research that we were doing.
Yeah.
There was a language that was built to do artificial intelligence called ADA, ADA.
Uh-huh.
And what we're able to do is create roles for behaviors. So you could take one program and say, okay, I want to create a persona in here, and I want this persona to be my lead legal analyst. And I want you to look at whatever this topic is, and look for all the implications of everything from a legal perspective. You could have another one that would be a logistics perspective and say, I want you to look at this scenario, figure out all the logistics, and another person that's a, you know, medical or health, and another word, you know, for whatever. You can create personas to do specific tasks. They're all looking at the same body of evidence, of knowledge, but they're drawing different conclusions.
Well, I can see that in the military, how that could work, because you're getting ready to go in for an operation. Say we're going to Karg Island.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have not heard anything. Anyway, Karg Island.
Yep.
But you could throw all that out there. Now, there's one thing you can't write.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be able to define is the man, the troops' boots on the ground.
Yep.
And the fighting they're going to have to do there. They can talk about the enemy. They can talk about their capabilities. They can talk about the past, their past capabilities. But as far as logistics and fire support and, you know, ships to shore, they could really give you a viewpoint that having five guys working on it, it would give you even more evidence or more information that then they're going to have to take a look at and say, is that true?
Yes.
And that's the big thing. Is it
well,
true?
You can have, I mean, you can, you know, imagine you had 50 guys that were all PhD levels that were smart as whips. You also want to have antagonists that are always questioning what you're doing. So if you've got a cadre of 40, 50 people that are making decisions, they're coming together in real time, and you've got some boots on the ground, they're like, you know what, that thing that we thought was a bunker isn't. It's a something else. Or this thing it was hidden, it's a fuel depot. And now you're feeding real-time intelligence in. That's where AI and the processing power. And
that's where you want to do it.
Near real-time.
And that's what we were talking about. Near real-time down to the war fighter themselves.
Yep.
I mean, everything that gets you there. But then you want, because combat changes so quickly.
Yep.
And situations change so quickly. That having near real-time intelligence, as you know, there's real-time, that's what's happening, you can see it, say it's from a drone. Near real-time is it's come back, come in, and then straight back out, or it's pulled from other areas.
Yep.
Which can make a difference, obviously can make a difference, but that's also in the business world.
Yes.
And where, you know, people are moving quickly. And things.
Stock trading, you know, or trading, trading on the spot market or gold prices or whatever. I mean, it's milliseconds, right? You have to make these decisions, but you already can know a pattern and you can predict, you know, the price of gold at this point in time because of, you know, the charts or whatever. It's not going to be way up here. There's a, you know, one in a thousand chance. It's not going to be way down here in the toilet. It's going to be something in this range. And then every time it changes, it's always adjusting the predictions.
Yeah.
And now the chips are so fast. When we get quantum computing, quantum chips.
Okay. Again, what is quantum?
Well, so the quantum is.
What you read, Alex, doesn't. I'm sorry, but.
Doesn't make sense?
It makes
sense. It's very finite.
Yeah. So. In binary compute, binary chips that we have now, things are represented as a zero or a one.
Okay.
It's on or off, zero, one, and that's very good. It's very crisp. What quantum will do is it'll say, well, it's a zero and both a zero and a one, or not a zero and a one, or it could be a one, or it could be zero and one, or it could be neither. And so what it does is it gives you all range of possibilities all the time.
Okay.
They're always happening. So instead of it being, oh, it's either a zero or a one, no, it's a 13579 all the time. The thing that I don't understand in quantum computing, and there are people on the show that are listening that could explain it, is, okay, I've got five or seven or nine possibilities, possible outcomes at any one time. How do I know which one to choose? That's the part
that's the
that
big
I don't
thing.
Get.
Yeah, well, that's the big thing, too, because you may pick, I mean, two of them may be, I mean, they're on maybe, a, you know, a, just a hair in between them, too.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Well, you know, the other, of course, most of my knowledge of quantum physics and all that comes from the Big Bang Theory. But
that's a good place to start.
Yeah, I still have no idea what the string theory is. But I can, you know, what it does is it gathers this information. So, and you've got to be able to trust the information.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, AI will put in things. Maybe they've worked through this, but it will put things in there that may be necessarily not true, but what it does is it builds their theory.
Yep.
It supports their theory.
Yep. That's right. And it may not actually be hallucination. Hallucinating is where it just makes stuff up.
Yeah, okay. You know, and there's your term in AI. Hallucination means it just makes stuff up.
It just makes it up. But you can dial and you can instruct the AI age or the code, the program to not do that. To not make, unless it's written down, you can't inject it.
Oh, okay.
But if I'm looking at a series of numbers, you know, a million different numbers between, you know, one and I have a gap between 18 and 23. An AI program may go, well, looking at the pattern of the data, I can expect that a 19 would be this and 20 would be this, and it can fill in those blanks just to smooth out the data curve because it may need that sampling. And that's why you have to have governance to say, I gave you 100,000 bits of data and you calculated this answer set, the shape of this curve, but I'm showing that you have 105,000 pieces of data. I only gave you 100. Where did the other 5 come from? And they'll say, oh, well, I made that up to smooth out the prediction curve. And it's like, bad dog, back on your paper.
Bad dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, here, I'm going to slap your nose.
Yeah. The way I kind of understood what you were talking about, quantum, if it gives you a myriad of different answers, it also says if you choose this one, this is your result. If you choose this one, this is your result.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I got to take a break, but let me ask you this. So you can use AI to make a budget for your home.
Yes.
You can say, this is how much comes in. Mm-hmm. This is our expenses. And it could lay out a time frame of, you know, say, because money comes in at different times for most people, different times of the month. How you should pay and what you should be paying for your end goal of paying something off, let's say.
Yep.
So it will lay that out for you. But then the X factor on that is sticking to it and not having another expense.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you
know, people, AI can make your life easier.
Oh, yeah.
It can. And I've got another question for you during the break, which we have to take right now.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
So let's leave it alone.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered,
your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. We got baseball this weekend. We have fireworks this weekend. Mm-hmm. And just let me say, if you go to the game on July 4th at Tiger Stadium, they're starting the game early because at the end of the game, you can stay and go out and watch the fireworks. It's a great spot for watching the fireworks. But here's the good thing. After watching the fireworks, having a great time, you know, still get your hot dogs and beer, you can leave and you're not stuck in the traffic.
The downtown traffic.
Downtown, you know, at the Civic Auditorium.
Yeah.
And so just get your tickets for July 4th. It starts an hour early. You stay after the game. Take your blankies. You can have, take chairs out in the outfield. Mm-hmm. And just sit there and see, get a great fireworks display and not have the traffic.
I love it. Mimi, I hope you're listening.
Tickets are like $7. In fact, we'll give away two tickets to the Colt 45s game.
I love it.
And you can use them anytime, but this would be a great weekend to use them. And I tell you, it's going to be busy, so you might want to get there early, but then stay for the fireworks. So 605-4567 to get two tickets to the Colt 45s. Okay, I'm here with Marty Mosley, and we're talking. Now, Marty, AI is in our lives,
mm-hmm.
and we've got to learn how to use it.
Yep.
And my idea, which I told you, is I think they ought to have college, you know, basic –
yep.
College course.
Yep.
On everyday AI use.
Yep.
I mean, I'd be in that class.
Oh, yeah.
And something I'll throw out there to Shasta College, because we have people like you.
Yep.
And I'm not saying you teach the course, but, you know, it could be online. It could be all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
to tell, you know, start them from the beginning, this is AI.
Yep.
And by the time the end of the course is over, you can do things like making schedules, you know, simple use of AI, like you said, recipes, or maybe it is a health condition. Tell me everything about this
mm-hmm.
and what do I have mm-hmm. to do.
Yep.
I'd use it for horse hoof, you know, hoof problems,
mm-hmm.
for leg problems in horses.
Yeah, find me a series of videos on this particular problem and how to solve it. Yep.
Yeah, and those kind of things. But AI can help you with that kind of stuff mm-hmm. because it'll just clean through it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. And if it doesn't give you the answer set that you want, you go back and you ask the question again.
Yeah.
You can ask it the same question 50 times and it'll never get frustrated with you. It'll never say, I'm sorry, I'm required 15 minute break every 2 hours or I'm on my lunch break. It'll work all day and all night. Now you have to watch out because you can get charged for tokens. And tokens, if you're using Claude, some of the Anthropic tools, tokens can be pretty expensive. You can spend hundreds
of
days on tokens.
AI is not free.
Yes.
Some of it is, like ChatGPT.
Yep.
The basic.
Yep.
Is free.
It's free for now.
For five. I mean, you get like three or four questions about the same thing, and it says you've reached your limit.
You've reached your limit.
So I get
until 5 p.m.
Yeah. And so, you know, what I've done is I've just gotten out of it and come back.
Mm.
But I think it's smarter than that. It'll probably get me. What would you – AI, of course, is a profession, a new profession.
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell young people? Say they're in high school right now, and they're thinking about, you know, what do I want to do? How can they get into this where they make a living wage
mm-hmm.
in AI?
I think in AI.
I just brought that. I just pulled that one out of the air for you.
That's good. I'll file that one away. I owe you one for that. I tell people I would go into cybersecurity because everything that good that happens in the world, there are 10 times as many people trying to figure out how to hack it, how to break it, how to bust it, how to monopolize or take it away and use it for their own benefit. So, and they're always a step ahead. Hackers are always thinking yeah. creatively of how to get into somebody else's business. So I would go into that. Now, AI can help with that, but AI can't, it's still not as creative as a human brain.
And that's what you said last time. Mm-hmm. All things by rote, mm-hmm. by research, yep. by pulling stuff. AI is so wonderful on that.
Yep.
But the big thing you said, and I remember, is it's not creative.
Right. Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
It, I mean, it can come up with some pretty cockamamie stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, where did this idea come from? And, you know, I was doing some artwork for our tasting room when it was open, and I asked it to do a picture with these kind of elements in it, and it was ugly. The stuff that it came up with was not good. But that was a year ago. And today, it's completely different.
It grows exponentially every day.
Yes, it is impossible to predict where it's going to go. I think what's going to happen, though, is all these AI companies are running at a loss. They're all doing loss leader stuff. They yeah, give it away yeah. to generate demand.
Right.
And then when they come back and they start charging enough to pay their bills, they're not even making profit. They're just trying to pay the light bill at the data centers.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. You're a small business. You know exactly,
you know
what, that
exactly
is.
What that is. And insurance costs. I mean, these AI companies are going to have immense insurance policies to keep people from going and doing something stupid. They ask a dumb prompt. They don't qualify it. The AI comes back with this dumb answer. These people go and act on it. They lose everything, their life. It could be any number of things. And they're going to start holding these AI companies accountable for that. Who's going to insure that?
This newest law they just passed in Congress at the mm-hmm. federal level had something to do with AI, didn't it? I saw it kind of in the periphery. I haven't been able to drill down into it, but it's something about AI.
Yeah, there are numerous states that are working on laws for that. I don't know where it's going to end up, but I think what's going to happen is we're going to see a slowdown in uses of these big AI tools because they're going to be so expensive. Now, there are always new AI tools, LLMs, large language models, or SLMs, small language models. And that just means it's the capacity of their brain to process a lot of facts. You can get an SLM that's a fraction of the cost of an LLM because it's narrowly focused on something. So if you had a small language model that was focused on auto repair or whatever, you could ask it world history. It doesn't care. It doesn't know. It doesn't care. But now you're able to run that on smaller computers with smaller memory, smaller energy requirements, and it can be more affordable.
Okay, let me just throw this one out here. The data centers are talking about that. What do you think about that? I mean, a data center is quantum. It's quantum production, I guess.
Yes, uh-huh.
But it needs lots of electricity, and it needs water.
Water to cool everything. So this is something that I think the development of the quantum chip. So a quantum chip can process, I don't remember the exact numbers, I'll look it up next time, but it was able to solve a problem in a number of minutes that it would take like 219 years with current processing power to solve that problem.
Wow.
It's that fast. And it's so fast that in a small footprint without all the energy requirements, you know, aren't linear. So these quantum chips are able to run on a fraction of the power for the same answer set. So I was talking to a guy a couple of weeks ago. We both believe that at some point in time, we're going to have quantum computers in our homes with energy from solar or off the grid to power it without all the cooling requirements because they're so much more efficient. I wouldn't be surprised if within, probably not within 10 years, these data centers are going to be ghost towns.
Because of the advances in the quantum chips.
Yeah, so you could take a data center, it's got billions of processors, and put it in one small quantum computer and get the same level of output, but the energy requirements isn't linear, yeah. Right?
You saw where Mount Shasta mm-hmm. went in, and they said, we do not want a data center, even though I don't even know how many jobs. It's not like it's a lot of jobs.
It's not a lot of jobs.
But there could be a lot of taxes you could pull in on
it. Oh, yeah.
And that kind of stuff. We don't want it up here. We don't want it touching our water and all
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had it 5 years from now or 6 years from now, it may shut down.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Wow. Marty. Thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, it's been a pleasure.
Well, you know, once a month we're going to have Marty come in and we're going to talk AI because it's here, my friends. It's not mm-hmm. the future. It's here. And just the more we learn about how we can use it and how it helps us in our everyday lives and on the small scale, but also understand the larger scale mm-hmm. of things that are happening that will affect us.
Yep.
So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Look forward to it.
You betcha. Tomorrow. We have a lot of cool guests coming. Have a wonderful day, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.